Chevra, Chevra. Okay. Okay. So last week, we did a general introduction. We explored different models of PSOC, different amounts of autonomy that are granted to the people asking questions, different amounts of authority that poskim understand themselves to have when answering a question. We explored models where poskim, paskim, with no transparency, with no discussion, simply by fiat. We explored cases where poskim are willing to have transparency, but view their only real conversation as being with other poskim, but there's no role for the laity. We saw cases where poskim understood that they were in fact having a conversation with the laity and they were just guiding them. We saw cases where poskim rule on theory, but not on the mitzvahs, not on the reality, and therefore practically the balabatim, so to speak, have a lot of influence on how the psak is implemented. I was going back through an article by Raran where I was reminded that the Rav quoted the name of his father, that in fact that's the only real role of poskim without Sanhedrin, is to poskim in the theory but not actually bring it halacha l'maisa, not right actually. The door is closed and it's just that and poskim on both the theory and the reality. And then we saw cases where poskim acknowledge that something's not halachic, but they recognize that their goal is okay. How annoying is this going to be? The drilling. Cases where they are trying to suggest a derech, even if it's not just binding halacha. So those were the five models we outlined last week. Not that they're necessarily exhaustive. Yeah, Ariel.
Just a point that really, according to all five models, it's all up to the posek because the posek really has the power, and he's deciding to give it over.
The last week, all we did was explore different potential models of how PSOC looks. Right? We didn't get into the question yet, which is, again, that was why it's background. Right? Those are potential models of how POSC can conceive of what they're doing. Now, right, it has implications for how much autonomy non-POSC can have in PSOC. What we're going to try to do in the next few weeks is go beyond that and actually explore how much autonomy... Right? We didn't make any judgment calls last week. Right? All we did was explore that those are different models. You're right. Right? And in those cases, right, each of those POSCIM has different cases where they weigh in differently. You're right. What we will try to do through the issues that in the next few weeks is explore how much autonomy someone should have. Right? You're totally correct, Ariel. So this week... we're going to do Aseh L'Charav, right? Which seems like a very basic place to start, which is, right, assuming that there is a level of authority, right, why does one seek out that authority, right? Why should one have a source of authority in their life? Now, really, really, if we wanted to start... it's two pages. You got it. Yeah. Really, if we wanted to start a step before this, we'd have to start with Lotasur, right, with the Chiv Doraisa, though I think at this point you've heard so many shiurim on Lotasur. I know even just this year, right, Yonatan, should I give shiur on Lotasur? Yeah, so let us just put on the table. There is a Chiv Doraisa of Lotasur, presumably, which tells you that you have to listen to the Sanhedrin, HaGadol HaYoshev Yerushalayim, that you have to listen to the Sanhedrin. That may or may not be the source for the authority of non-Chazal Rabbanim throughout the ages. Even if it is not, right, it's clear that at some level, right, Gil Studit makes this point in his article in the Orthodox Forum in 2010, right, that even if there isn't a pasuk, it's a svara pshuta, right? The fact that someone should have an authority, some sort of authority in their life, at some level is logical, the same way any normal person has a doctor that they can go to if they need to, or they know where they can get a doctor if they need one. And if someone had legal trouble, they would find a lawyer. And if you have halachic trouble, you find someone who's an expert in the halachic system. At some level, that should be obvious. So I'm going to just leave that batzad. Right? I don't want to get into the question of, theoretically, is it based on Lotasur? Not based on Lotasur, because I think you've seen the sugya, and you'll continue to see the sugya. If I didn't mention it, I would be derelict, but I don't really want to get into it, because... let's just assume, right, that whatever Lotasur means, right, there is some authority to Sanhedrin, there's a lot of authority to Sanhedrin, and there's some authority to Poskim afterwards. What I want to explore is really what is the role of a Rebbe, of a Posek, and, right, through that, we will, like last week, explore the role of the non-Poe's gimmick in the system. Now, Ariel, you will yell at me, but no, you probably won't. Really, really, we're not going to get to the central questions of the autonomy till next week. Right? Next week, when we're going to get to... Right here, we're going to set up the general reasons why you would have a Rebbe and a Posek. Right? Next week, we'll get into why a Posek's authority is binding. Right? And under what circumstances it's binding. Or when it's not binding. Or he picked a Posek and what initiative you have in that. And then in 2 weeks... And then, yeah, the time after that, why a individual Shaila is binding. Right? Or if it's not, under what circumstances. And then... maybe the week after that we'll already do Das Torah, which is, right, no matter how binding you think Psak is, what areas are definitionally not included in Psak. Right, so the next 3 weeks we will be more intensely exploring the question of autonomy and where the limits of the POSIG's authority necessarily or definitionally end. Right, this week we'll explore it, but we're not going to, it'll take the next probably four different topics to flesh out that issue. Okay, on that note. So, the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, we'll start. There are two Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos that both say Seh L'Chara. First Mishnah is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Shuv ben Parachi, Minitar Beili, Kiblu Mehem, Yishuv ben Parachi, Omer, Seh L'Chara, V'knei L'Chachaber, Bebe, Donis, Kol, Adam, L'Kav, Schos. Right, you should have a Rebbe, doesn't say what that Rebbe is for. You should acquire for yourself a friend, and you should judge people favorably. And then that rule, that suggestion is repeated in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tazayin. Rabbi Gamliel Omar Asay L'Charav Histalik Min Asafek. Make for yourself a Rebbe and remove yourself from doubt. Ve'al Tarbel Aser Umadud, and do not increasingly give Maaser based on estimations. Right, you have to give 10%. Don't estimate. Right, you should give it precisely. So we have this notion: you should have a Rebbe, you should have a Posek, you should have whatever a Rav is. Twice in Pirkei Avos. Now, there is a general machlokas, which we will see throughout the Mefarshim, whether these Mishnayos are saying the same thing, or they're really just this rule is being repeated twice, this suggestion being repeated twice, because Pirkei Avos, at the end of the day, is not a halachic work. It's people, right, nor is it an exhaustive work. What is it?
Pirkei Avos.
Which is?
Like the ethics of our
father. Which means what? It was, right... In each one, it's people are talking about the values that they held most dear, or most typified them. Right? It's not like Hillel won't agree with the suggestions of, you know, Shua ben Parachia. Right? They each had things that typified their religious experience, that typified the advice that they gave, and that's what they say. So it is possible that the same advice would be repeated twice if both Shua ben Parachia and Rabban Gamliel thought that Aser L'Charav in some way represented the advice that they wanted to give. So some people really think that it's just the same, and therefore they learn the nature of this, I don't want to say rule, but this suggestion from the one Mishnah to the other, and they combine them. And some Mefarshim really think that they mean two different things. Now, that's really an exegetical question, right? Who exactly was saying what? What exactly were they saying? But whether you think they were saying the same thing, or you think they were saying something different, pretty much all the Mefarshim, when they're talking about it, think that whatever was being said was positive. So I don't want to spend too, right, I don't want to get bogged down in which of them was saying which thing. Right? It's clear that both of those are important if we want to analyze the full picture. So, okay, the first role that a Rebbe has, right, and the reason that one would seek a Rebbe, pretty straightforward, should be for Talmud Torah. Right? Now this means a whole bunch of different things. You look at the first source, for example, this is from Avos Rebbe Nosan, Aser L'Charav, Ketzad, Melamed Sheyase Lo Es Rabo Keva, you should make a set Rebbe, V'lamed Menu Mikra Mishnah Midrash Halachot V'Agadot, and you should learn from him, you know, all the different branches of Torah. Tam shaniach lo b'mikra, sof shiomer lo b'mishnah. Tam shaniach lo b'mishnah, sof shiomer lo b'midrash. Tam shaniach lo b'midrash, sof shiomer b'halachos. Tam shaniach lo b'halachos, sof shiomer lo b'agadah. Nimtza ha'adam ahu yoshev imkama umalei tovu bracha. Right? What you didn't get from learning Chumash, you'll get from learning Mishnah. From Mishnah, you'll get from Midrash, and Agadot, and Halachot, etc. Right? You learn, if you have a Rebbe teaching you everything, you'll have the full picture of Torah, and that'll be good for you. Meir Omer, Halo Meitor Mirab Echad, Lemahu Dome, if you learn from one Rebbe, what is it like? Shahayalo domele echad shahayalo sada achas. It's like someone had one field, mizar miktas achitim miktas saorim, and you planted part of it wheats and part of it barley. Venotem miktas zaysim miktas ilanos. Venim to adam ahu male tova uvracha. And then you will have a lot of good. It was man shalom ed bishnayim shalosh domele mishiyesh sada harbe echad zar achitim echad zar saorim venata echad zaysim veechad ilanos. And sometimes people have two or three different fields, and they only plant one thing in each field, and then they're scattered, literally, right? They're scattered, and therefore they can't just sit, right, with blow tovu bracha. Right, so the first suggestion, basically, of Avos Rav Nosson is the reason that you want to have a Rebbe, primarily is for Talmud Torah, and the reason is because if you have one central person who guides you in how you learn, that allows you to create a holistic perspective on Torah, a holistic perspective on life. You are, right, miyushav, you're able to be collected, and that is a benefit, right? Primarily he's talking in Talmud Torah. The same can be said of Psak, as we'll see, but primarily the purpose of a Rebbe is to give you that as an educator. Right? The reason that you seek out a Rebbe is to educate you, to give you a holistic perspective on Torah. A different perspective, also in Talmud Torah, that comes up in a lot of the Mepharshim, is that, right, there's a reason to have a Rebbe, because he helps you not just get a perspective on Torah, but remember it. Right? Rambam says, "Asei l'charav, afil lo haya ra'i li'az l'charav." Even if he's not worthy of being your teacher, aval simehu l'rav, but make him your teacher, achetim tzer lo halimad v'tusag lo chachma, until he teaches you and you acquire wisdom. Because learning from by yourself is not like learning from somebody else. When someone else talks it out with you, you learn it better. And it doesn't really matter if he's equal to you or even less intelligent than you. Simply the fact that you have somebody who's talking it out to you, right, helps clarify, helps you remember things. Right, so here, right, this function of a Rav is clearly not going to function in Psak. Right? You do not pick a Posek who is less skilled than you in Psak. This is a bad idea. Right? But there are other roles to a spiritual guide. Right? Sometimes it's just you need another person. You need an outside perspective. You need an outside voice that helps you remember things, that helps you clarify things. Rabbeinu Yonah says similarly, Shem Prachi Omar Selech Harav Kenelech HaChaver, Shafil Ata Yodeh Kmoto, Aseya Ata Rav Alecha, Mivnei Shadam Zocher, Masha Lomen Mirabo, Yosem Masha Adam Lomen Atmo. And now he adds, it's not just about memory, but Od Kipu Pamim Yavin Adavar Yoter, Mimenu Benimtza Milamdo, Afilim Shneim Shav Chacham. And sometimes you simply learn things better from somebody else. Right? Everybody recognizes this in a Chavrusa. Sometimes you say something and you're totally convinced it makes sense. Your Chavrusa says it back to you and you understand that what you just said is ridiculous. Right? Sometimes all you need is to hear it from somebody else. Yes, we've heard this before. Right? You just have a sounding board. Right? You just have somebody who can say something back to you. What?
Sorry, nothing.
Anyways. I assume other people have had this experience. Yes. Okay. What? Good. Okay, good. Good. Or maybe everything you says makes sense and it's your chavrusa who doesn't make... That's fine. Exactly. Fine. Okay. Or alternatively, you know, I had some chavrusas that I had for so many years that at some point I would say a svara and they'd be like, that's ridiculous. Whoever said that? I'd be like, you said that 3 years ago and we learned this again last time. You know, that can happen. Okay. Meiri also, Yishev and Barach, I say the Charav. Mamar shetolet alimudu belomed mizulato, ki hayidia mikubelet imchinat alimudu pilpul, behemu wash alimudu v'tamudu marab, sachem, beragil, barim, amru kol Torah, shein, la'av ena Torah. I say, any Torah that doesn't have a parent, coming from somebody else, is not Torah, midrash, amru ena doma lomed Torah, mipi atma, ulomdam pi achirim, halomdam pi achirim, talmudu omed, klomar, shelimduhu, bederach kiyum, vahamada, lo kadam shlibu nokpo, menu mishakech, hasasum, mitgalem, misulak, menasafek, halomdam pi atmo, in talmudu omed, right? If you learn from somebody else, it'll be clear, they'll put it on the board, in a nice flow chart, you'll totally get what's going on, you learn by yourself, you don't bother doing that, it's very clear. Just write, Tarry can write on the board?
Yeah, he mostly just rips stuff up and throws stuff, but he sometimes writes on the board like this.
Anyway.
He's a great rabbi, though.
Thank you, Chaim. Thank you, Chaim. Okay. What?
He's the best board writer in the history.
He is very, very clear. Ed Bednarz is very, very good at it, and he posts his boards on Wayutaro with his Yurim. Like, he takes a picture of the board and posts it. It's very helpful. If you can, you just expand it. And Miri adds that if this is your perspective, that sometimes you just need an outside voice, that's why the following clause in the Mishnah is Knei Lecha Chaver. Because what do you do after Shir? Right? If you don't understand something in Shir, what do you do at the beginning of next morning Seder? You sit down with your Charusa, you go over Shir, and you're like, what didn't I understand? Between the two of you, you patch it together, right? Either you didn't understand, you fell asleep, whatever, you know, these things happen. I remember many, many days. The first thing I had to do the next day, morning Seder, was what happened when I was sleeping, right? This is not, I do not get insulted when people fall asleep. I am not known for having gotten a lot of sleep in yeshiva, or now. So falling asleep still happens, right? You know, this, look, if you get 4.5 hours at night, right, at some point you have to sleep. So, okay. I'm not suggesting you do what I just said. What?
The Vilna Gaon did, so if you want to be as good as the Vilna Gaon, you have to also only get 4 hours of sleep every
night. Exactly. No.
When did the Vilna Gaon die?
What?
What age did the Vilna Gaon die? 52.
And look, you can look at, if you wanted a response to that, look at the Taz, and Chafei, and Ezer. I've showed it to some people. I am chum. Okay. Third role, also within Talmud Torah, is Aseh L'Charav, Shalot Tehei, Ata Lamed L'Azpa. You're moving closer. Shalot Tehei, Ata Lamed L'Azmacha, Misvara, Ela Min Haravu, Min Hashmua. Right? Another reason for a Rebbe is simply that he has Misora. Right? As good as you are, sometimes you just don't. You're right. You're just not going to find things out because you don't have access to it, right? There were times when, you know, very simply, I would be sitting in Rav Aaron's chair, and Rav Aaron would just say, "I heard this from the Rav, who heard it from the Grizz, who heard it from whatever." Right? Very, very ABCs. Sometimes you just need somebody who's older than you, more experienced than you, learned from his teacher, and you just got information that you don't have. Right? Yet another aspect of the Talmud Torah thing. A fourth aspect of the Talmud Torah thing, right, is Derech Halimud, and in addition to giving you information and giving you and helping you remember it and clarifying things and telling you things you wouldn't have known without Misora, sometimes he also gives you a derech in learning. Right? This is the Bar Tanura, the Rambam Perish Alva Bishina Roy Liazakha Rav. Aseh Lecha Rav Alech Lo Tamud Bein Cha Levein Atzmecha. Vani Shamati and I heard Aseh Lecha Rav Shi Kabel Rav Echad Shilmod Menu Tamid Velo Lamed Ayom. I learned that what this means is learn from one Rebbe and not from multiple. The Afal Gav, in the Seraz Abu Dezara Amru, and even though the Gemara says that Halomei Tor Mirav Echad Eino Roa Simen Bracha, that if you learn from only one teacher, you won't succeed. That's only by Svara, by Derech Halimud, Shetov Lo Lishma Svara Zarabim. Aval Inyan Gemara Michad Rav Malik Eichlo Lifkom Lishnei. And so he highlights here two different roles to a Rebbe. Assumes that one is our Mishnah and one is the Gemara in Gemara and Vodazara. One is the role of person who gives you basic information, and that it's great to just have one person. The second role of a Rebbe is to teach you how to learn, give you perspective. You want a lot of perspectives, right? So he said, look, first get one Rebbe who's going to teach you everything you need to know, then get a lot of people with different perspectives. And now this already comes to, right, at least already in the Talmud Torah, right, we start to see, right, the crack in the, right, the pure top-down model, which is, right, how does he understand the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? That when it comes to basic information, you need one Rebbe. But when it comes to how to learn, which means, right, the perspective you take on learning, so what do?
Multiple.
You need multiple perspectives, right? But once you are told you need multiple perspectives, what does that implicitly say?
That there's more than one perspective of learning Torah.
And?
They're all good.
Well, more than that. If I told you have one Rebbe, right, that means your autonomy, right, and listen to whatever he said, your autonomy is limited. If I tell you that when it comes to actually understanding Torah, you should have multiple perspectives, That means no one of those Rebbeim is going to be able to impose his perspective on you, because I'm telling you, lechatchila, go and get multiple perspectives, and then what do you do with multiple perspectives? Well, you could pick one, or you could combine them and make your own. Right? So here, even though at the same moment that Yabar Tanura is telling you there's a value to having a Rebbe who teaches you Derech HaLimud, he simultaneously tells you, but by the way, just because there's a value to having a teacher doesn't mean that you lose the value of self. In fact, the reason you should have multiple teachers is so you have multiple perspectives so you can develop your own perspective. Continuing, Master Vitri, Asi l'charav, shlote tokea atzmechal dvar halacha. What does that mean? Dechsev zonei tokea boteach, asonei is misha tokea atzmo veino nera kumodobu hu yamad lebetach. Umahu tokea, what does that mean? What is this phrase, tokea atzmo dvar halacha? Da'asa dina kamei, v'gomer hilchosa, medami milsa l'milsa. That a case comes in front of you, and you say, oh, I heard that case, let me compare case X to case Y. And you have a teacher in the area, and you don't bother going to learn from him. Right, that's a problem. Right, if you're tokeh mechalad bar halacha, it's a problem. It's like if somebody is there who could provide you perspective and tell you, are you properly understanding the new cases that are arising? Right, you should go to that person. Right, because it's not good if you just Meikara assume that you understand every case and understand how it fits into your preconceived paradigms of how Torah works. No, you should have somebody who tells you how to learn, how to understand. A very harif expression of this is found in the Gemara in Sota and Rashi's Perush. Hechi dami chasid shota. What does it mean to be a foolish, pious person? Ula Amar Zesh Shakara Vishana Velo Shimesh Tamide Chachamim. This is somebody who learned and repeated and reviewed and was not Mishamesh Tamide Chachamim, which means yes?
He didn't do what you just said, he didn't take advantage of the bank, he didn't sell far off.
Right, so usually when people use Shemesh Tamid Chachamim, what they mean is like, and you saw how wonderful of a person he was and how moral. But actually the primary meaning of it, right, as Rashi notes here, Lo Shemesh Tamid Chachamim, is Lumot Svaras HaGemara B'Tameh HaMishnah. Right, you didn't have somebody to teach you how to learn, right? Not just the information, but what to do with it, B'Tameh HaMishnah, Mahim, right? Rasha, that person is evil, Shein Tarasu Al-Boria, because his Torah is not clear, Vein Lomodim Eno Shal Yidea Tam Yesh Chiluk B'Esra B'Hedja B'Dini Mamanos. Okay, one more perspective within the Talmud Torah one, and then we'll quickly review it and move on. Right, this is just an interesting point that comes from the Al-Sheikh. But it's important for our issue, is he notes that in addition to the two Mishnayos that I put on the page, the two Asei L'Charavs, there's a third Mishnah which one could be forgiven for thinking is connected, which is... Just look at what I put. I make this very easy. I write you basically outlines here. Thank you! Right, the Mishnah just slightly earlier in Pirkei Avos, which is... Right, Yihi Beis Chapasuach L'Rvacha V'Hi... Let your house be a place where wise people meet. So he said, well, what's the difference, right? Why does one Mishnah say I need to have my house being a Va'ad L'Chachamim, where wise people meet, and some tell me I need a Rebbe? What's the difference? So Al-Sheikh says, Omer, Ki Gadol Schos HaTorah, Im Ein Chatamad Chacham, if you're not a scholar, Al Tiyet Tekanascha, Hayot Beischa, Beischa, Ad L'Chachamim, Vazuch L'Kol. If you yourself are not a scholar, it's not going to help to just have a bunch of scholars around. If you yourself are a Talmud Chacham, and you're capable of learning yourself, so what's the best way to ensure that you enrich your Torah personality? With colleagues. Right? If you yourself are a Talmud Chacham, then Talmid Chachamim colleagues are great. Right? But if you are not, right? Then you need more than just colleagues. You need more than just your house is where they meet. Is ki imasei lecharav, make yourself a rebbe. Klamar im biyoschal aleichem makom beis medrash hashasham tamidim rabim einu matzliach. If you're just going to go into the beis medrash, right, and hope that you're going to absorb things by osmosis, it isn't going to work. Asei lechal levadcha rav shimadche levadcha. We'll teach you, right? Personally, v'lo tamtin ad harav yivakeshcha. Don't wait till the Rebbe seeks you out. L'med chalakayim etzus lilmot ulelamed. Kim atabak sheyo v'leich elav. Go to him. V'im lo yirtza aseoto. And if he doesn't want to teach you, right? Make him your Rebbe. Force him. Teilech v'dasa lo kama piyusim. V'kama tchinos v'zavu levanai shirza. Right? Really ask him. Kimar ein chayachal ladei lo. Because you can't bribe him with money. Kimani v'chinam afata v'chinam. Because Torah really shouldn't be learned for money. Ach, I say, klamar yidei mas, jazer behish tadlut techa, yidei lecha l'rav, im kasha ata lekabel, l'skor tam lecha, asher yon lecha rav, k'nei lecha chaver. And the Pirkei Moshe here says also, v'yoshi v'esher b'iner, omar, shiroi, shiye, b'ezer, sh'adam, b'ez ba'adam, chachamim, ba yishob ben parach levar ma'amaro, v'omar, shilo yachshu, v'ashomea, divi rabo, sh'yaspik, l'adam, shiye, b'ezer, b'ez ba'adam, chachamim. I don't think that it's enough to have your house full of chachamim, but who you'll mod me kulam, ze'er sham, enough that you'll get a little bit from here, a little bit from there. Kilozu ha'derech, v'lozu ha'ir, l'ha'ir, ozen melimudim. That's not the way you learn. You need one Rebbe. If you have many, you will not succeed. And the Rebbe, right, should relate to you. Right, therefore, it doesn't say take a Rebbe ki Rav Stam lo yimto Rak Moshe Rabbeinu lo Shalom. Chen Yashel Omar say Rav ki Em Yod la Asoto Rak Omar say lecha Rav. Right, it's not that you're making the Rebbe; you're making him for you. Shem mityaches lecha kvi mashem mitzitzarech lamod mimenu. You relate to him the way you need to learn. Ki erchal Asoto lecha Rav ukiilu Omar asay sheiye harav mityaches lecha sheafal pishal yeh Rav Stam kolot vakshev etase ata Rav mityaches lecha lufize tiyam milat lecha dveikam milat Rav lo imilat asay hudik dok nachot v'kmo ki. Okay, so the first general reason to have a Rebbe is Talmud Torah, right? In 100 different reasons for why you need a Rebbe for Talmud Torah, right? It could just be, look, he knows more, so it'll be helpful. He'll give you all the information you need to know. It also helps just to have somebody to talk to, somebody to talk it out with you, to clarify things. And as you saw in some of the version, that's not only the role of Rebbe, that's also the role of friend at some level. Say the Harav is just another way of saying you need somebody to talk to. You need to not try to figure everything out in your head. Sometimes a Rebbe just has information that you don't. That's Misora. Right? A Rebbe also helps you with Derech HaLimud. Right? Tell you not just the information, but what to do with it. And as the Bartanura pointed out, there's a value in that sense to also have multiple perspectives, right? There's a value to having one primary person, there's also a value to having multiple perspectives. And also, right, the Al-Sheikh and the Pirkei Moshe note that sometimes it's not just enough to have friends. Obviously, there is a benefit to having a superior, having someone who's smarter than you to teach you. So that's just in Talmud Torah. One second, Avi, okay? Now, while this is primarily talking about Talmud Torah, right, this many of these insights, right, also help us sort of begin our discussion of what the role is of the non-posek in Psak, right? Because not all of these are exclusive to Talmud Torah, right? Mm-hmm. And if you just think about it for a second, right, some of these say that yes, there is a limit on your autonomy, right? Especially if you're not Talmud Chacham, but you're not going to know everything. You're not necessarily going to have experience with legal reasoning, you won't know what to do with certain information. So there is a value to having an expert who you are mityaches to, and a personal expert. But on the other hand, as Dave Barton already said, once you get past the level of basic information and you're going to multiple, right, and you're putting together your own religious personality, there's a value to having multiple perspectives, and then you are basically mishalevit. So even though, yes, you have authority figures involved, right, you are the person putting together the perspective that emerges from them. Right, so though there's a lot of talk of authority, right, it's not actually inhibiting the autonomy of the individual. The other point, just to note from it, is that one of the things that the Mefarshim say is that one of the reasons to have a Rebbe has nothing to do with the fact that he's superior to you, but has to do with the fact that he is other to you. Right? He's not you. Right? So as we will see, right, as we go on, and we'll deal with this in a few weeks, right? When we get to the question of, are you allowed to paskin for yourself, there are two separate questions we have to deal with. One is, what would qualify you to paskin for yourself? The second is, even if you're qualified to paskin for yourself, are you not allowed to paskin for yourself under certain circumstances because you're biased? Right? So we already start seeing that here in the suggestions of why you need a Rebbe. Right? Some of the functions of having a Rebbe are because if you are not yourself yet a Talmud Chacham, you need somebody to teach you, you need somebody to clarify things for you, to provide you information. But sometimes the reason you have a Rebbe or a friend is not just, right, because he knows more than you, but because he has an outsider's perspective. Now, it happens to be that if you already need an outsider's perspective, it's often helpful to get an outsider who happens to also be
learned.
Right? Because they don't just have the benefit of being an outsider, they can simultaneously provide you with insight. Now, that doesn't just mean someone who's more learned in Torah. Right? The same reason sometimes you'll ask your parents something because they also are more learned than you in the sense that they have more experience. Right? So all these things will factor in, as we'll see. But already, just on the level of Talmud Torah, yes, this section is primarily talking about Talmud Torah, but the same is true of Psak. Right? Sometimes you need Rebbe because you practically don't have the right information, enough information. Sometimes, while you need to be turning to authority because you yourself are not yet there, you're actually expressing your autonomy by how you weave together the perspectives that you get. And again, we'll get to that as Behem Sheikh, of under what circumstances is it illegitimate to weave together certain perspectives. Right? We'll get to this famous Gemara next week of, if someone does, Kikulei Beis Hillel, Kikulei Beis Shammai, you're a Rasha, right? If you weave together only the Makel perspectives, that's terrible. If you weave together only the Machmir perspective, that's evil, that's stupid, right? Right, you're a fool walking in darkness. Right, so not all weaving together is good, but already here we see the hints to the fact that while there clearly is a role for authority, right, autonomy is even at this level not vitiated. Avi,
you said that maybe some of these reasons don't apply anymore. Like now, it's probably different, or maybe at least different today, because Minnesota is so. Maybe the reason is different.
Wonderful. There are two big changes which we will address. This is why I'm doing this again. Right. This is exploring the different avenues, and you will see that I do have things planned. Yes. Next week, when we deal with the authority of Mardasra, we will point out what you're pointing out, which is in a globalized world, the notion of local rabbinic authority, right, sort of collapses, and we will see how that affects, for example, the position of the Maribal that we'll see next week in Chelak Aleph Tshuvayin Hey. Yes, Chaim?
Okay.
Which we'll see then what he thinks, yes, the implications of that. And something that I've dealt with in the past, but we will come back to, is the question of what happens to this notion of rabbinic authority when there are
books,
thank you, or Kal Vachomer, right, Bar Ilan, right, and we will come back to the position of many people. The original citation we have of it is Nesmak Bitzurach, Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, quoting from the Ri. It also appears in Lecha Mishnah, in Perikei Halacha Dalet of Chasam HaTorah. It also appears in Shlomo Kluger and his Agadas to the Prima Gadim and Arachayim and Kuf Lamed Vav. But we will get to it. The notion that Bizman Hazeh, Mipi Svarim, Lo Mipi Sofrim, that the notion of authority has fundamentally changed now that we have books and we have access. Both of those questions we will return to, and I am glad that you're already asking me because it means that my introductory shiurim are working because they're getting you thinking along on the right lines. This is my goal here, by the way. Right, there's a reason that I have this planned out for the next few weeks, is that I'm purposely highlighting the problems so that we can slowly solve them week by week. Okay, this is my goal. And if we can do it, it'll be great. If we can't, whatever. But if we can, it'll be wonderful. But the more that you guys pick up on the questions that I want to answer, the happier I am. Okay, so that's one. Now let's get directly to the people who deal with what I've already intimated at, the role of a Rebbe, not just as a teacher of Torah, but as a posek and or a provider of Torah-influenced advice. How does that sound? Yes? Torah-informed perspective on the world. Good? Okay. So, Rambam. Ze Asher Tziva, right? The Rambam is one of those people who thinks that the first mission is talking about Talmud Torah, and the second one is talking about Psak. So on the second mission, the Rambam says, Ze Asher Tziva, Kanva Siat Rav, Ein Hula Inyan Halimud. This is not about Talmud Torah. El Lahora Talacha. It's about Psak. And Amar Asay Licha Ish Lirav. Make yourself a posek. Kadesha Tismog Alav Mutarav Azur. Vitis Talek Atam in Asfeikot. And that's why you understand that the second one is tied to the clause and you remove yourself from doubt. Kiderach Sham Rubi Rushalmi, as it says in the Rushalmi, Zil Aisidli Zakim in Ashok, the Asma Chalev Ashrilach. Bring me a rabbi, an elder from the marketplace so I can rely on him and matter it. Vachain, Hirchik Mehafrashas Amaisros. So that's the context of that whole Mishnah when he says, do not give Meiser on estimations, because the whole point is you want to remove yourself from Safek. The Yerushalmi he's quoting is the next source, that Surah Tzina Vakorav Amano Vamaftech, Shanishbu Mitakin Vamoed, Lashali Chavin is Machto Vamoed, Kahada Ravmana Itbar Uka de Sulme, and part of his ladder broke. And Shalar Bioni Aboy Bisharale, and he asked Rabioni, he was moderate for him, Afilu Kain Amale, but even so he said, Pukhami Chadsav, go find a Zakain. He had a slightly different Yersa in our Yerushalmi, but they mean the same thing, right? Zav, Sav, and Zakain are the same thing, right? Sav related to like Seifa, probably, right? Zakain, Saba, and you know, all those things related, yep. Mismoch alai and align him and Navak Ashkech Reibun Barkana Vishale Visharle. Okay, Bartanura, Linyan Hora, Midaber Akshav, now showing me up Sak, Imba, Lifanechav, and Istapka, Bo, Ase, Licharav. Velo, Visalik, Minasavik, Velo, Tizuk, I love Atalavadecha, and don't paskin yourself. Kiyadi Rabba, Kiyaviasi, Tar. Now, he adds a perspective, and he says, it's not just telling you, the non-posek, go to a Rebbe Sirun of Shvikos. He also is telling, right, he thinks it's the second command. There's Asil Charav and Mistalik Nasavik. If you are the person making the decision, right, you shouldn't do it alone. Right, you should get other people, right, like Rava used to get all the Shochtim together, and when he would make a decision, he would... What's the word? Consult. There we go. God, my English. Okay. He would consult other people to get a broader perspective. To Eretz Yisrael, Asel Charav, Asag Min Asavik, La'el, Amar, Derech Klal, Shishtal Shir, Rav, B'iro. Right? Earlier it says you should have a Rebbe around in your city. V'kan Misav, Asag Min Asavik, B'hei HaYedi'ah, Muchach, V'Prathot, Mayri. Ratzal Omar was his name. B'chol, Savik, Shiyikra, L'cha, B'tarat, Asel Charav, Afilu Katan, Mimcha. Here he says, look, there's two different roles. One is, have a rabbi around. Right? Have a role model around. Second issue is, have somebody for specific questions to ask them to solve problems. And here, even here, this is a little bit strange, he thinks you can have someone who's lesser than you, to get advice from Lamantis Talek Me'asavik, Shamr Chazal, Nurab Chol Drevet Zazen Lekamei, Machnev Kol Tav Chodamazik, Eich Lamate Shiva Machshure. Okay, the Ruach Chaim here, this is Ruach Chaim Balazhin, says, Asei Lecharav, to ask him anything that you are misopigin. Uvazet is agman asafek. The altomar don't say. Now this is very important. She'incha sarech lirav. Don't say you don't need a rebbe ki chol davar she yistapek lecha tachmir misafek. And don't say what will be the solution that you will always be
machmir.
Right. Wait. What do we say about why is it that koch deter adif? What does Rashi say? Beis adaf beis mid beis. Kach de hetera adif. The power of the one who is mekel is better because kisomech al shnu aso. Right, he's relying on his knowledge. Right, because hakol yechol in lahachmir. Anybody could be machmir. It doesn't take much skill. Right, lezeh omer bal tarv lazer madur. Let's omer kavajah also liten meisem meomer adas mechshasham yiten yoser v'imazros mekukolin kein yechol v'lo yikolkol miachmir v'lo das. And he says why? Because when you're too machmir, it is also bad. Right? So far what do we have? Right? You should have a Rebbe, you should have a posek, you should have somebody you get advice for in Psak. Now this is for two reasons. Right? One is so that you can
know what to do.
Well, that's one reason, but you can know what to do, and that implies two things. One is that you don't Aser things which are mutter, and the others that you don't matter things that are aser. Those are both problems. Right? The reason that you have a posik is not just because we're afraid you're going to mess up likula, that you're going to do something wrong, right? It's also that, right, the Torah doesn't want you to be stuck to not doing things that are mutter. Right? The reason you have a posik is to clarify things, is to help you understand. Now, again, even here, the Pharisees are all notes that it's not just, again, the value of having someone who knows more than you, it's also there's a value to simply having someone to talk to, even on this level. Okay. Rav Yaakov Bar Shimshon says in his parish, Vistalik ben Asafik, Al Tamud Vizvar Halacha, Vesefer Ela Selech HaRav. He says, don't just look at books, right? Can I get what you just said? Fine. But make a Rebbe, Darachar Sag Misafik Isser, Shekin Adam Zog Lahavi, Ashim Talia Asafik. And he says, don't do a Safik, because Suffolk is also bad. You have to bring a carbon. Yeah.
But you said what Lachaim said earlier, that because it's bad, because in certain cases being machmir is also bad. Bring the rest to the case, but in the vast majority of cases, being machmir is a safe way.
No, it's not. As Rav Aaron said, all kulas are chumras, all chumras are kulas. There is kim'at no chumra that you can find for me that does not have a cost, right? A bad cost, right? And one that is even Torah halacha halachically recognized. There are very few chumras. They don't.
I know something else from Shabbos, so I just don't do it.
Okay, but let's say, right, your parents ask you to set the table, and you say, "Oh, I'm besopik if this is borer to separate the silverware. I'm going to be machmir and not do it." No, right. Right, this is not true. And then someone can tell you, no, separating the silverware is obviously mutter, right? Which it is. I'm not posketing. I'm just telling you, it's obviously mutter. God, like playing Scrabble is obviously mutter. I understand that what I just said is both, again, very serious boskim. The latter one, from Moshe Feinstein, but, you know, at least in snaps, Scrabble, regular Scrabble, I think is mutter.
What's Sellers?
What?
Bona.
Oh, it's Bona. Yes, it's Bona. Thank you. Right, yeah. And it's also to cut cakes, too. Great. Okay. That comes in the Mordechai. That I didn't even make up. I didn't make up any of these. Do you think cake is new? Honestly. Do you know how many simanim and chacharach are devoted? How many sugyos and shas are devoted?
Not cakes.
Brachos lamed zayin, psachos lamed zayin, Yerushalmi challah perek aleph is full of cakes and pancakes and all those things. I don't even know what's going on. Dufshinin and sufkinin and trisa and tirmaka. I don't even know what these things are. They are all cakes and pancakes and waffles. What?
They all sound delicious.
They had waffles?
Well,
yeah, there was a waffle.
Right. Presumably, they seemed to have something that was something like a Belgian waffle, like a very loose batter that you put in a very thick grill that like made it in a very specific shape. They seemed to have. Okay. I didn't know if they had specifically a Belgian waffle. This is what I was trying to figure out last night when I was doing the sugya. Like, what? The Babylonian waffles. Okay, fine. Fine. The Svarno says, "I say the Harav is Talik min Asafik, and Afal Pisha Amru." And even though we say that Harot Zalasus Kedivir Beis Shammai Oseh Kedivir Beis Hallel Oseh, even though we say that under certain circumstances you're able to do like either posik, you're allowed to choose. B'mnei she'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim Mikol Makom Roi Lachadre Tazal Chayzer Rav Miuchadre Tazal Lom Kvi Daito V'Torah Kvi Hora. So it's a good idea to have a posik. Vazet is talik minasavik shemachlokes, but eventually shot libcha. Lazmavim kidivrei zevim kidivrei zesh al kmo ze amru alava kadom rava ksil. Sorry, I was typing this. Ksil b'choshe cholech. Svarno adds a perspective, and he knows that even if under certain circumstances it is legitimate to paskin either way, meaning you actually have the right personally to paskin either way, right? Hose kidivrei b'shamay ose, hose kidivrei b'shamay ose. Still, you should have a posik because, right, even when you have the autonomy to pick different psakim, what can't you do? Pick psakim that are mutually exclusive lakula, right? You can't, right, keep taking the kulos. But if you're always doing it without any outside perspective, often what will happen is you're led to that situation. So he says, look, even if technically you have the autonomy to choose different positions, Right? You want somebody who's going to make sure you're not picking positions that are actually mutually exclusive. Okay? Let's continue with the Meiri. The Amphilophires and Milot, Ratzalomar Asiya Vakinyan Behefech. Okay, let's skip down. What are we talking about here? Right, this is about how you act. Asiya means put him in charge of you. And since it's easy to get someone who wants to be an authority figure, it doesn't say make him, right? He'll acquire him, he'll just do it. And then after you have a Rebbe, you need a friend to go over things. To go over your secrets, to talk, right, a confidant of it. Now there's something beyond this, right? Simply having someone who's going to tell you what to do. Even the smartest person, Rosh is Sim Latzmo is a Rav, Shivor Lav the Rosh, Al Vishin Motzi Kamo, even though he's not as great as you, Yasalo Adam, Shilamata, Menuki Adam, Afil Chacham Shachamim, Eine Rab, Eine Atzmo, Mashir Zuato, because you won't see what other people see about you. Skip to the next paragraph. We've seen this already. Vishal Varasil Harav, Klomer Shalay, Lahab Xelot, Midorakim Rav Echab, Neshechilo Kakabel, Yavile, De Chilo Karaot. It means that you shouldn't, they should pick one position, Kriya Dalam, Shamar Bukhu, and Derek Bizim, and Amr Yosef. Right? Because otherwise someone just goes around getting everything. Okay. We've seen these ideas before. It's very sarala. Even if you think you're really, really smart, right? Just reminding you that this is not just about non-poskim. It's even people who are in fact chachamim, right? They also need chachamim, right? Again, either because they don't know everything or because even if they know everything, they can be biased. Rav Matatya Hayitzari, which I'm sure all of you know who that is. Yeah, good, great, okay. He's a disputant in Tortosa. Rav Matatya Hayitzari of Saragossa. No? Disputed Tortosa? Okay, not for now. Okay, interesting dispute. Yeshua ben Parachi, his year. Bikiru adab b'shnei panim. Right, there are two types of relationships you should have. Echad shiakim alat hasholim alav. Shemilu rav. You should recognize some great people. Make him a rav. Yisrael sveikosav. Moza biyuno. Velo yitaher la'atzmo. And don't be too arrogant. Viltiach ne'elef mishu gadolmen v'chachma. To think that you don't need, right, that you know you're greater than someone that who has greater wisdom than you. Kasher kara liyiftach. Like by yiftach, etc., etc., etc.
Sorry, who is this?
Matatya Hayitzari. Right, skip down on education, and there's some people, look, that they're just always confused, and they'll never rely on themselves, they're just not confident. And they won't rely on their colleagues. But if he has an authority, he will. Right, he mentions Rabbi Yonah, that you'll remember it more. And then he notes that sometimes you're embarrassed to speak with your friend, with your Rebbe, and that's why you have a friend to talk those things out. So here we add yet another perspective to it, which is that it's not just that you need it because you don't know everything, and it's not just that even if you do know a lot, you need an outside perspective. It's that sometimes you just need to hear somebody else say, you're right. Right? You need to say, this is what you should do. Right? Sometimes a Rebbe is actually just confirming your autonomy. It's not that you didn't make the decision yourself. You did. But you're not going to be sure that what you're saying is right until somebody who knows more than you confirms it. Often I have this, where someone will ask me a shayla, right? Or I'll have a shayla. I'll paskin for myself or I'll paskin for the other person because I'm the one around. No one else is around. But afterwards, I'll go and I'll discuss it with Reshriber or Ben Nash, whoever happens to be around, to make sure I got it right. Because even if I think I got it right, even if I have the right to answer that question myself, it's important that I have somebody that I can then go to and make sure I got it right, because right, that gives you confidence in what you're going to do, kind of confidence in your abilities to discern what you should do. Right, all those are true. Okay. Okay, the Yalkut Yosef, again, we've seen the issues here. Okay, to summarize this, and then we'll go to the Shuvas HaRashba. So here we're talking about Rebbe specifically in Psak, and we see a few things. Right, the reason you need a Rebbe in Psak is one, because Torah requires expertise. And just like in everything else, it requires expertise. In Torah, you need to have somebody who can answer your questions. The second thing is that even when you, in fact, are expert enough to answer a question, it's beneficial to have somebody else for two reasons. One, to confirm what you're saying is correct. And the second thing is to ensure that you are not biased. Right? So again, even if you, in fact, are qualified to paskin, there are good reasons to have somebody to whom you ask shailas and you have that relationship with, because even the right smartest person can benefit from those two things. One is confirmation of his own positions, and the second is ensuring that he's not being biased. Okay, now just move to the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is the last section here. In the section here, Shalta Misha Ba Masel Yada V'Matzal Lechem Naposkim Svar Bosa Maisa. If a case happens, comes to you, and you find that this case was already dealt with, Urayelos Svar V'Lo Nears Lo Urayelos Machalal Maisa, but you don't like it, you don't agree. Hayish Lo Levatal Daita V'Neidas Misha Godel Menu. Do you have to listen to the posek or not? Or do you have to say, oh, he seems wrong, but he's greater than me, and I have to mevatal my das? Acher Shetali B'Svara or Lo. So he says, Tshuva. If he is a chacham, you don't knock off what he says, without proving it. Because the Rishonim, who were experts, what they said is correct. Right, in the case where Shmuel said, do this, or I'll call you Zaken Mamre. Right, it's not even given to God. And even if he says right is left, here he interprets it without the controversial bit, even if it seems to you that it's wrong. Most questions in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, are from Elamidi Ve'Amarayim, or from the Amarayim, and Achacham Aforzim B'Chachmazal, Divrei Mi, Shein Agadol K'moso. Right? Asking about someone smarter than him, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shidur Z'Mishnah, Stazim Stumos, Sasim B'Kam V'Komos, Hevech Divrei Atzmo. And even Rebbe often paskin against himself in the Mishnah. Klalos Masrulano Allah can Rabbi Kiva Mecharav, and there are rules. Allah can Rabbi Mecharav, Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, Allah can Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Allah can Rabbi Yisur, Shmuel B'Diane, Romanina, Maidach, L'Chumra, etc., etc. All these rules in Psak. Ukvar Amru Derech Klalos Eilecha Rav, and because Psak is complicated, right, and you don't always, you might think you know what's right, but you might not, and there are Klali Psak that you might not know. But sometimes you really find a real problem with them. Sometimes something is so wrong that you can actually break the normal rules. Right? In the next paragraph, Dolmizu Amru, Arlazar, Herkinos, Lahurkinus Beno, Pras Pitirazo, Chazabar Advarim, Sayisi Omer, Amale Vata, Neyma Lo Chazartavach, Amarle, Ani Shamati Mimea Berubin, Vata Lo Shavati Mimata El Piyachid, or that at the end of his life, Arlazar and Herkinos, he himself said, look, I paskin this way, and I wasn't Chozer because I heard it from the Rubin, I knew I was right, but you didn't know, so practically you can't paskin with him. Yerab, Ene, Herkinos, Tidibre Aviv, Loma Sivir, Shiachzabel, and Komachim, Chosman, Hochanacha, Rov Chachmach, Rov Minyan. So the Rajba adds here is that, look, at some level, everyone, not just the non-postkim, but even postkim's authority is curtailed, because even if you think you're right, right, sometimes you're bound by Klalei Psak, sometimes you're bound by precedent, right? So it's not just, right, non-postkim, right? We all feel the weight of the system, right? It's not just non-postkim, right? Feel the weight of the system. Postkim also are bound by precedent. And therefore, even they have to listen to authorities. They have to have Rebbe. Okay, so section two, right now we've moved from Talmud Torah to Psak. And again in Psak, we've seen different things. We've seen that the role of a posek is multiple fold. Right? One, you need a posek because you're not always an expert. Two, you need a posek because, look, even if you are an expert, you might be biased. Now, that means not just Rebbe, that means also friends. You just need outside people to talk to, but it's helpful if at least one of those people is also an authority figure. You need a posek to help you confirm, even when you, in fact, are qualified to make decisions. Right? It helps to have somebody who has more authority than you confirm that what your intuition said was right. This works bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, right? It's not good to be too mekel, it's not good to be too machmir, it's not good to have shitas which are soser. So even if you have the right, in theory, to under certain circumstances, poskin, it's helpful to have a posek to make sure you don't have, right, contradictory positions, and that you aren't too machmir or too mekel. And again, this doesn't just apply to non-poskim, it applies to poskim as well, who have to feel the weight of precedent. Okay, so the first two sections we showed, right, that both in the realm of Talmud Torah and the realm of Psak, there is, on the one hand, a very good reason to have a posek, right, have somebody outside of yourself who is a bigger expert to help you with questions that you're not expert enough in, to provide information you wouldn't have known, to help you develop your own perspective, right, both in Talmud Torah and in Psak, to, right, remove bias, right, to ensure that you're not causing bias, to ensure that your own positions are not so sere. And those values exist both in the realm of Talmud Torah and the realm of Psak. But what you see is that while yes, there seems to be a very strong role for an authority figure, right? First of all, not every role of an authority figure is the fact that he's an authority figure, and it is often just the fact that he's somebody else. And even when we're talking authority, right, the role of the authority is not to remove all of your autonomy, right? Sometimes it's actually to enforce your, right, to strengthen your autonomy, just to make sure you're confident in your own decisions. Right? Sometimes it makes to ensure that you see the full perspective. Right. So even when we're discussing just this basic question of why would one have a posek, right? There's good reason to have a posek, right? There's good reasons to need authority, but at the same time, the notion of personal autonomy, of your own role in the halachic system, is not at all vitiated in these, or is not completely vitiated in these discussions. Okay. The flip side. What time is it? How much time do we have?
12 more minutes.
What?
Minchas and 12.
Okay, fine. Now, of course, the flip side to all this is, in addition to why would you want a posek and a rebbe, is what can you expect from him, right? When you're, you know, looking for a posek, what does that authority figure have to do to earn his right to be an authority figure, right? This is not a one-way street, right? Even with all the, right, this balance of autonomy and authority, right? Part of that balance is that, in addition to you having to go to an authority figure, and an authority figure has certain responsibilities towards those who he over who he exercises his authority. So what can you expect from here? So that here, you look for the Me'iri, Al-Atar says, U'ma shamar loshon asiyah shel rav v'kinyan al-chaver, yireh she'tachlit ha'amel ha'davar hu asiyah tov v'nakel shebo v'kinyan tov v'nan nisayim v'asiyah amnam. Etc. Okay, he said, okay, now he says, the kavanato bazet. This is one four lines down. Shim lo yimtza po rav hagun vishalim. If you don't find a proper posek, a proper rebbe, you should put an ever in my elbows of ishtadel b'davar ad shiucha limod mirav hagun v'eflig b'davar ad shelo yimtza v'ishtadel im ha-talmid o im ha-vatik l'troch l'ashlim atmo ad shiuchal hu achka limod menu v'im yistarech b'kach l'ozro l'izmoch yadav yaseh kadesh yikavel chokma min ha-shalim. You have to work on yourself to make sure that you can learn from a proper rebbe. Make sure that your rebbe is a proper one. Right? And this notion that you need a proper rebbe and that you need to do everything in your power to ensure that your rebbe is proper, the Gemara hints to when it says you should only learn from your rebbe if he's domel l'malach Hashem tzvakot. But friends are not the same. Okay, the source he's quoting is the next Gemara, Katan Yud Zayin, where the Gemara asks, how could Rameir learn from Acher? Did you hear anything about this? Oh, sorry, this is not about the Rameir, that's earlier in the Gemara, which says the same point. But he says, right, did you hear anything about this, right, what we do with a rav who is not proper? If your rebbe is like an angel, and Shamtei Rav Yehuda, so on that notion, he put the rav who was doing improper things in Cheirah. Right? So part of this is that when you're looking at Rebbe, it has to be a Rebbe Hagun. Right? You're not just looking for authority for the sake of authority. Right? Your job when you're picking a Bozek, right? Back to the very strongly, right, very strong personal initiative. I don't know if I'd call it autonomy, personal initiative here, is that when you're looking for that posek, it's your responsibility to make sure that the posek that you pick, the rav that you pick, is
proper.
It's proper, is worthy to be picked, right? You can't just blindly rely on authority and say, look, there's a value to having a posek, the mistalik mahasafek, and therefore I'm going to arbitrarily pick a posek, and whatever he says, I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to look into it. I'll just pick it arbitrarily. I know he knows Torah, and that's it. I'm not responsible, right? I've divested myself of responsibility. That's not true, right? As much as there's value to authority, the responsibility of the person looking for the posek is to make sure he has somebody proper. And if you don't, right? It's your fault, right? You are not supposed to look for Torah. So, if nothing else, your responsibility is to, right? Even if you're going to say, look, I know nothing, and I'm going to pick a Bozik, right? Even if you're going to totally go in that authority direction, there's still not lack of authority, because your responsibility is, in Malach Hashem Tzvah Kozu, your job is to assess, is he a worthy person or not, right? That already puts the ball, at least partially, back in your card, even if you choose never to make a halachic decision in your entire life. Now, the Ruach Chaim notes a corrective to this, which is, but, right, when, yes, you should have a posek who's a big tzaddik, and that you should look for a posek who's a big tzaddik, but remember that poskim are
human.
Human, thank you. And, right, and don't have unrealistic expectations, right? You need to, on the one hand, have high expectations, not unrealistic expectations, right? And he has a very nice way of reading this into the Mishnah, which is, having done, it's called on the kafskos, right? Which is, Ratzalomar uvitanai shadon the kafskos. You will only manage to have a Rebbe or friends if you judge people favorably, right? If you have unrealistic expectations of everybody and you always see the bad in everybody, forget it, you're going to have no chance. Ki bilti zot lo chun chardaga imo ki drebe necha ki arabo chaver in emosim gehogen vipo meriva beinichem v'chein lo amar v'hevi dan kol adam lekavskos. And that's why it says, judge everyone favorably. Now, in the next one, there's a drash in the same direction. I won't read it. You can look at it. I just put it for fun. Okay. Now, the Rambam notes, the Rambam on Kenei Lecha Chaver, I'll read this outside. I'll say this outside. Quotes from Aristotle, and I think it's the ninth chapter of the Nicomachean Ethics, that there are three types of friendship, right? There's what the Rambam calls the Chaver. There's the Chaver Hana'ah, right? There's the basically pragmatic friendship, what we would call a partnership, right? Then there's the Chaver Hana'ah, which subdivides for him into two levels, which is emotional friend, right? Friends that give you emotional benefit, confidants. And then there's physical friendship, like, right, like between genders, right? Right, sexual relationships, right, where there's mutual pleasure, right, mutual enjoyment, right? Then the highest level of friendship, right, is what we call a chaver ma'ala, the exalted friend, where their friendship is based primarily on shared goals. Right? And this is what he says at the end. Ve'oheva ma'ala, right, two lines from the bottom. That both of them should have the same desires, the same goals, v'hu hatov, namely good. And you want the good to come to both people. This is the friend that you're supposed to acquire. But his example for the ultimate friendship in that sense is a Rebbe and Talmud. Meaning, what is the Rambam telling you? Right? That in addition to your responsibility to find someone who is ethical and is upstanding, is a Malach Hashem Tzvah Kod, you're also responsible to find a Rebbe who
shares your goals,
who you identify with, who shares your goals, right? So, a second point where, again, even if you make no decision in your entire life, in terms of actual psak, right, when you're picking a posek, right, you're picking him, it's your job to decide that he's actually someone worth going to. It's also your job to ensure that he's someone you identify with. Not that another Rebbe is not a great person, but the ultimate relationship of the Rebbe Talmud or the Posek and, you know, whatever, questioner, is people who share goals. So you're at least, at very, very, very least, your responsibility is to figure out what goals are you looking for. Yeah, fine.
But I mean, Isn't this, like, these ideas sort of new because, like, back then, there was the Rebbe of your town. It's not like you could...
And that is why... Thank you, and that's why next week we're going to deal with Mardasra. You see why this led into Mardasra. Next week we're going to deal with the question of, well, Mardasra is the most basic, right, form of Rebbe, which was geographically based. And that is why next week I want to deal with Mardasra, whether what you're saying is true, right? And to what extent it was true that people post-Skim were primarily defined just by geography, and whether that was ever really true, and what that means. And thank you. That is why I left off of these sources, right? Is because that's the question I'm going to deal with next week. What time is it?
12:56.
Okay, so to quickly summarize, we saw that, right, the role of Posig, right, and the person asking the question, right, and the relationship between them highlights the fact that, you know, there is a complex relationship between authority and autonomy, right? On the one hand, yes, there's a role of authority because you don't know everything, right? A Rebbe has more experience. And there's a role to outside people simply because they will help you understand when you're being self-contradictory or when you're being biased. V'chadome. On the other hand, there's a role to autonomy because, look, sometimes you really do make decisions, and maybe the role of a Rebbe is just to enable you to make your own decisions and to be confident in them, right? Having a posek doesn't just make sure that you don't do things which are wrong, it makes sure that you aren't too machmir, right? It means that you have it is a way of ensuring that you have a holistic religious perspective. Now, in addition to that, right, there are expectations you have from a Rebbe, right? Even if you make no decisions, it's your responsibility to make sure that the posek you're picking is ethical, is upstanding, is domo lamach Hashem tzvakot. It's your responsibility to make sure that you don't have unfair expectations, right? Because if you have unfair expectations, you'll never be able to have a Rebbe, and mimela, right? You'll end up with solipsism, right? Where you're just focusing totally on yourself. You don't focus on, right? You won't think about anybody else, or that's a problem. And you also, your goal is to look for a posek you actually identify with. So, right, even if those are the only decisions you make, those are very significant in terms of you forming your own religious identity, even if it happens to be by means of picking an authority figure. The last point that I'll just make, because it's fun, right, is that the Chazon Ish, right, captured this notion of the limits on autonomy very well. And right, in one of the Svarim that I saw, in others, he noted that when the Chazon Ish would paskin against the Gra, right, which he felt was a very big thing to do, he would say, "Shekabala biyadenu merotenu ke'ein lanu lazov et Hashem asat sechli." Right, the reason is because you can never give up on your own intellect. "V'leinu liyaseda mishkal gadol ahekish asechli shehu hamalach bein hayotzer uvein hayatzur," quoting from Ibn Ezra, because your intellect is the angel between you and God. Right, and this just highlights the point that I'm saying, is that, right, as much authority as there is, right, you can't give up on your own intellect. And again, in the next few weeks, we'll see exactly when it's legitimate under one circumstance to make your own decision. But no one should think, right, you see there's a balance here, that you give up your autonomy entirely. In the end of the day, right, your relationship primarily is with God, and, right, nothing you're going to do is going to completely remove that element of autonomy and even, right, responsibility from the equation.